something for the weekend. On Saturday, it's Trina Marrett. And on the phone, we should have a very well-known name, actor and comedian Bobby Davreau. Hello.
Oh, hello there. Is it you, Trina? Actually, I'm not Bobby Davreau. I'm Mrs. Brown. I'm coming around and babysitting. I'm just waiting for your second call.
That is very good. Very
oh,
good.
Oh, I'm dancing with the boys.
Have you any more in you today, right, Bobby?
Of all the celebrities, I've got some Bud Geldof. You know, I'm trying to do Irish people for you. You know what I'm trying to say, you know. You need your money to buy the tickets to the
Yeah. What about Michael McIntyre?
I know the comedians. I can do Michael. Yes, I can do Michael. Yes, yay! I do quite a good Michael. You know, when he mumbles the numbers and then introduces Gina Cooper and goes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and pray that he's funny. Bobby Davreau. Oh, then I do a bit of Alan Carr. Oh, yes, Chatty Mane. Oh, Graham Norton. Oh, quiet.
Oh, what about Trump? Do you do Trump?
I do a great Donald. I do the Donald. Donald J. Trump. What does the J stand for? Genius. Genius. Robin Williams, of course. He's my favourite. Robert Pattinson. Is that true, Mindy? Wow.
Nanu.
Nanu. Shut up. Wow. Martin.
Mark out.
I love Robin Williams.
Oh, wasn't he fab? So, I can't believe that I'm saying this, but I only saw for the first time today that awful accident that happened on live TV. Can you take
what's
us back?
Happened?
That happened with you.
What happened? Oh, no, you mean my accident?
Yeah.
Oh, the one where I fell over in a stock. So blind here. That was
How
a long,
do you not
long
know
long
what I'm
ago.
Saying here? It must well, be my
I didn't
Irish accent.
It is the Irish accent, but I love it. I love it. Yeah, of course, the accident. When I was doing, it was a show called Public Enemy Number One. It was the last shot of the whole of the series. And I put in these stocks. And suddenly it pulled my trousers down, and they forgot to weight the bottom of the stocks. It fell forward, and I could have broken my neck. If I had hit the concrete of the studio floor, I would have snapped my neck, and that would have been me.
I couldn't believe my eyes watching that, because I can imagine the weight of the stocks at the top, you know, around your neck area. You fall.
It came up. I got whiplash injuries. Yeah. About 6 stitches in my chin.
You fall straight on, flat on your face, and obviously there's no way to break that fall because you have this weight.
No,
around.
There wasn't. Luckily, it landed on the wooden staging.
You were lucky to be alive after that, Bobby. I think
I'm very lucky to be alive.
Yeah.
I keep saying that. But we all are, aren't we, at the moment? Because it's been dreadful, the old COVID thing.
No. This is a COVID-free zone. We're not allowed to talk about COVID.
Thank goodness. There was a time when you used to have to cough to cover a fart. Now you fart to cover a cough.
But yeah, well, that was frightening, though. I mean, I think all the other comedians that were there as well got the fright of their lives as well, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, several of the people in that clip, several passed away, as it happens. Jimbo, and he was there, wasn't he, Jimbo? Yeah. And then there was Keith Chegwood, you know. Little Keith, he passed away. And Lionel Blair was there, if I remember rightly. Yeah.
Jamie, do you know what I actually forgot that Keith Chegwin had died.
Keith had gone.
It can almost be hard to keep track, can't it? Yeah.
Very sad. Very sad. He was a lovely, lovely man.
So how did you get over that?
I'm still above ground.
Yeah.
I beg your pardon?
How did you get over that injury? I would imagine it was quite severe, was it?
Well, do you know what was so ironic? It was for the BBC, and I never got a penny in compensation.
I would have
bought myself a new motor car, you know.
And when you think about the people who are in these tiny little bumps in their car and they're getting these big whiplash compensation claims,
yes.
And nothing wrong with
yes.
them.
I'm signing autographs and I sprained my wrist or something, you know.
Yeah.
And then getting millions for it.
You never got a penny.
But they used it. Well, they used it. The BBC used it for a health and safety video, which made it even more painful, really. And I never got a penny, but look, I'm above ground and I can still touch my toes.
Why did you not sue them, Bobby? Was it damaging to your career?
Well, listen, my career couldn't have gone more downward, went down faster than the stocks. But no, it wasn't about them. The ironic thing is that they used it, the clip, for health and safety at the BBC, and that was a little bit of a low blow.
Yeah, you never want to be part of that video where things go wrong and you're the example. Wow. But you ended up back doing stuff with BBC because you were in EastEnders as Shirley Carter's love interest. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I used to have to kiss Shirley. Shirley Carter's my girlfriend in EastEnders. She looks like she actually landed on her face.
You said that. I didn't. So you said it was not me.
I say some terrible things about her. I say some terrible things. I say that she's got a face that's like someone set fire to it and put it out with a golf shoe. What a dreadful thing to say about poor Shirley.
You did a lot of reality TV as well, which you claim that you wouldn't be into, but you did it anyway. You did Dancing on Ice. You did Celebrity Big Brother. Oh, here we go. Here we go. You never told me you had that on standby.
I have it in my pocket. Okay.
Bobby Davro is just literally standing there waiting to entertain at all times.
I'm an old school entertainer, Trina. I'm not exactly the most PC. I like to be contemporary as well. I'm not hung out to dry yet. Still got lots to give.
You'd actually be afraid to be a comic in this day and age, though, because you'd be cancelled no matter what you say. So some people just don't get the fact that it's comedy. Not, yeah.
Yeah, it's only a laugh. I went into the PC world yesterday. Well, you've got to be careful what you're saying there.
Yeah. And well, look, will you leave us with a bit of, who will you leave us with? A bit of Mrs. Brown or a bit of Michael McIntyre?
I did do my new impression, which is Professor Brian Cox. Ever since I was a young girl, I've always been interested in the stars.
Seeing as we're in Ireland, leave us with a bit of Mrs. Brown there, will you?
Oh, hello there. That's you, Cathy. What's that there, Cathy?
It's all about the dirty laugh, isn't it? Listen, Bobby, you've been a legend.
I love Mrs. Brown. I love Mrs. Brown. It's right up my street. You know, old school comedy.
Oh, well, Mrs. Brown is in trouble this week. Did you read that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, accused of being transphobic and something else for dressing up as a woman.
Oh, that's it, isn't it? Oh, my gosh. The world's gone mad.
Bobby, I let you go.
The dementia. My children laugh about
Bobby,
my dementia.
Shush,
well,
shush.
They're not going to
Bobby,
laugh on Christmas
shush.
Day when they wake up and can't find their Easter eggs under the bonfire.
He doesn't stop talking, does he?
Lots of love. For me, Michael McIntyre. Goodbye. No, look, thanks, Trina.
Bye. It's something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.